Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. And in sports for you here today, look at back at yesterday's sectional golf results in Class 3A, a sectional held at Atlantic Golf and Country Club, as Atlantic took home the top team total. They beat out Harlan by a stroke. It was Atlantic with a 302 team total. Harlan just behind by a stroke at 303. Creston finished third at 305, followed by Denison, ADM, Shenandoah, Glenwood, and Greene County. And Atlantic was led by Evan Schuler, who shot a round of 66. That was a 3-under total. Zach Stork shot a 76. Jake Olson and Kyle Nelson both with 80s. Cooper Zablocki with an 82, and Sam Reno with an 83. And qualifiers move on then to sectionals that will take place, or districts that will take place next week, next Friday. And qualifiers include the top two teams in each sectional, unless that includes the host team. So if it's the host team is in the top two, then three teams advance then to the district round. And also individually, the top four individuals, including ties, will also advance to district. So for that 3A at Atlantic, it's Atlantic, Harlan, and Creston that all qualify to move on to the districts next week. Individually, Evan Schuler of Atlantic was the medalist, so he moves on. Of course, Ross Martins of Harlan also moving on with a round of 69. Jackson Baker of Shenandoah shot a 70, and Connor Paulson of Denison Schleswig shot a 72 there for that top four to move on into the districts next week. Also in Class 2A in Red Oak, the top two team qualifiers were Trainer and Clarinda. Trainer with a 333 and Clarinda a 339. Individuals making it there include Nate Hill of Trainer, who shot a 74, Clayton Miller of East Union a 76, Carlton Ron of Clarinda with a 77, Evan Baldwin of Southwest Valley, and Zach Woodard of Clarinda both shot 79, so they'll both get to move on to the district round. In the Class 2A meet held at Carroll, team qualifiers were Panorama shooting a 324 team total, Kemper Catholic 336 in second, and IKM Manning finishing with a 353. All three teams there will get to move on. Kemper Catholic was the host school there at that site. Panorama, the golfers finished there in that one first and third, and three others tied for fourth. Zach Dreyer of IKM Manning was the medalist there, so it was the qualifiers there moving on to districts in that one. Both for Red Oak and Carroll, those sites, those qualifiers move on to play districts at Lake Panorama next Friday. Also in Class 1A action in Griswold, the team qualifiers were the host team Griswold with a 337. They were beat out by Riverside with a 335. And then also East Mills gets to move on with a round of 352 total. Individual qualifiers, James Reynolds was the medalist. Shot a 76 there to take home that one, outdistancing the field by quite a bit, by five strokes, the next closest player, and that would be Tyler Beam of Nishnabotna shooting an 81. Tim Brink of Riverside shot an 82, and Eric Rock of Riverside an 83 as they get to move on to districts. And then also a meet that took place in Dunlop in Class 1A. It was AHST qualifying with a 358 team total, West Monona a 371 to move on. Individually, Austin Wrights of West Monona shot an 81, Dustin Engel of AHST an 82, Kyle Barron of Booyer Valley an 86, and Eric Jorgensen of AHST an 89 there and that one. Both from the Griswold and Dunlop site, they'll move on to play in districts over in Anita at Crestwood Hills coming up next Friday. So that's a look there at those boys' sectional golf results from yesterday. Also yesterday, the 5th Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union soccer rankings were released. And in Class 1A, Davenport Assumption, the top-ranked team, followed by Bishop Heelan, Nevada, Solon, and Iowa City, Regina. Also in the top 15 include Tri-Center at 11 and St. Albert at 13th. In Class 2A, the top 5 is North Scott, Cedar Rapids, Xavier, Pleasant Valley, Waverly, Shell Rock, and Ankeny Centennial. Also included in that list, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson at 11, and Lewis Central ranked 12th there in 2A. And the 3A top 5 looks like this: Bettendorf, Linmar, Iowa City West, Waukee, and West Des Moines Valley. Also, the final track meet that was set to take place in Class 2A, there was only one qualifying meet that was rained out from Thursday and moved until last night, and that was the Dyke New Hartford meet in Class 2A. So now the 2A list of full qualifiers has been released, and those can be found on our website. Go to KJN.com, go to our sports page, and there's a link there for each class for all of those state track and field qualifiers. Of course, a lengthy list for each class, so you can check those out. Those links available there for you on the website, and there are now a complete list. Also last night, a game you heard here on KJN, Alan Craig had three hits, drove in a run, and scored twice, and Lance Lynn allowed two runs over seven innings to lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 5-2 victory over the Atlanta Braves last night. Lynn allowed seven hits, walked two, and struck out three. Carlos Martinez retired the Braves on four pitches in the eighth, and Trevor Rosenthal set down the side in order for his 12th save in 13 opportunities. Matt Carpenter and Colton Wong had two hits each and scored a run for St. Louis. Matt Holliday, Matt Adams, and Yadier Molina all drove in a run for the Cardinals. St. Louis finished the game without manager Mike Matheny and center fielder Peter Borges, both of whom were ejected by home plate umpire Sean Barber at the end of the fourth inning for arguing balls and strikes. The Chiefs have signed fourth-round pick De'Anthony Thomas, leaving only first-round pick Dee Ford and fifth-round pick Aaron Murray as their unsigned draft picks. Thomas is a wide receiver and running back from whom the Chiefs are counting on to replace Dexter McCluster, who signed with Tennessee in free agency. The true value in Thomas is that in addition to playing multiple positions on offense, he can also return punts and kicks. His stock dropped after running a 4.5 40-yard dash at the NFL Combine, but his speed and elusiveness made him one of the nation's most dynamic playmakers during his career at Oregon. The Chiefs announced the move Friday. The team had previously signed third-round pick Philip Gaines and sixth-round choices Laurent Duvernay-Tardif and Zach Fulton. The Packers have signed fourth-round draft pick Carl Bradford, finalizing the agreement with the linebacker on the day the team opened its rookie minicamp. Coach Mike McCarthy said the 6'1" rookie from Arizona State will begin at outside linebacker. General Manager Ted Thompson on Friday also signed undrafted free agent Tanner Miller, a 6'1" safety from Iowa. A fifth-round pick Corey Lindsley signed his rookie deal on Thursday. The center from Ohio State could be in the mix for a starting job in Green Bay. The Packers this week will also formally announce the signing of receiver Jared Aberderis, a Wisconsin native who played ball with the Badgers. In the NHL last night, the LA Kings are in the NHL's Western Conference Finals after improving to 6-0 when facing elimination. Six Kings collected 2 points, and Jonathan Quick stopped 25 shots as LA blitzed the top-seeded Anaheim Ducks 6-2. Justin Williams put the Kings ahead to stay with a power play goal 4.5 minutes after the opening faceoff, before Jeff Carter and Mike Richards tallied later in the period. Goals by Anze Kopitar and Marian Gaborink made it 5-0 with 5:52 left in the second period. Richards, Kopitar, Gaborink, Carter, and Williams each had a goal and an assist, while Clifford set up two scores. Quick had a shutout until Kyle Palmieri beat him late in the second. Next up for the Kings are the defending Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks, who knocked out Minnesota in six games. The Ducks' ouster means that no division champions reached the conference finals, the first time that's happened since 1993. In NBA news, Donald Sterling is preparing a full-court press for the NBA. An attorney for the LA Clippers owner has written the NBA stating that Sterling does not intend to pay the $2.5 million fine imposed by the league for racist comments, and he also plans to fight to keep his ownership stake of the Clippers. Other NBA news, Thunder forward and defensive specialist Serge Ibaka will miss the rest of the NBA playoffs because of a left calf injury. Ibaka was injured during the third quarter of Thursday's night's win over the Clippers, which put Oklahoma City into the Western Conference Finals. He averaged 12.2 points, 7.3 rebounds, and 2.2 blocks in 13 playoff games. The fallout has begun in Pittsburgh after the Penguins lost the Eastern Conference semifinals by blowing a 3-1 series lead against New York. General manager Ray Shiro is out, and the fate of head coach Dan Bylsma will be determined by Shiro's successor. The Pens challenged for the top seed in the Eastern Conference until the Olympic break and managed to win the Metropolitan Division with relative ease, despite a string of major injuries. They went 7-3 in their first 10 postseason games and were within one victory of the conference finals before their high-powered offense was held to one goal in each of their last three games by Henrik Lundqvist and the Rangers. Shiro's departure comes 8 years after he was asked to build a team around Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin, and 5 years after the Pens captured their third Stanley Cup. Assistant General Manager Jason Butterhill will serve as general manager on an interim basis and is considered a candidate to replace Shiro. The NFL has given Indianapolis Colts linebacker Robert Mathis a 4-game suspension for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. Mathis set a franchise record with 19.5 sacks last season, winning the league title in that category. Mathis can participate in off-season workouts, training camp, and preseason games before that suspension begins. And a stop charging Maria pulled away from Vero Amora in a two-horse stretch duel to win the $500,000 Black-Eyed Susan Stakes, a Grade 2 race for 3-year-old fillies at Pimlico Raceway. Stop charging Maria, the 7-2 favorite, sat back behind pace sitter Image of Anna before driving to the finish under jockey Javier Castellano. It was the fourth Black-Eyed Susan win for trainer Todd Pletcher. The Preakness Stakes takes place this afternoon at Pimlico, with California Chrome going for the second leg of the Triple Crown. Other scores for you from Major League Baseball yesterday. Pittsburgh and the Yankees were postponed due to rain in interleague play. American League action, Oakland beat Cleveland 11-1. Detroit over Boston 1-0. Toronto over Texas 2-0. Baltimore beat Kansas City 4-0. White Sox over Houston 7-2. Minnesota beat Seattle 5-4. Tampa Bay over the Angels 3-0. In the National League, it was Milwaukee over the Cubs 4-3. Cincinnati 3-0 over Philadelphia. Washington beat the Mets 5-2. It was Colorado beating San Diego 3-1. The Dodgers shut out Arizona 7-0, and Miami was a 7-5 winner over San Francisco. And in Pacific Coast League baseball last night, Round Rock over Iowa 5-1. Memphis beat Omaha 4-0. Today's game see Omaha at Memphis and Round Rock at Iowa. That Omaha-Memphis game set to go at 6:05, Round Rock at Iowa over at Principal Park in Des Moines at 7:05 here tonight. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJAN. Brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.